Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Con Conrad, Sammy Fain, Alf Pearson, and Louis Alter, and take a musical trip to Arkansas. Yesterday, June 18th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Conrad K. Dober. You may know him better as composer Con Conrad. He had his first songs published in the 1910s and had hits in the early 20s, including Singin' the Blues and the novelty song Barney Google, before writing for Broadway, including songs for the productions Moonlight in 1924, Kitty's Kisses in 1926, and 1927's Take the Air. In the late 20s, Conrad moved to Hollywood, where he wrote tunes for the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929, followed by songs for films including Broadway, Happy Days, Gift of Gab, and Here's to Romance. While in Hollywood, he continued to write songs for Tin Pan Alley, including You Call It Madness, Margie, Memory Lane, Lonesome and Sorry, Ma, Champagne Waltz, and Midnight in Paris. Conrad collaborated with many lyricists during his career, but most often teamed up with Buddy DeSilva, Joe Young, Benny Davis, J. Russell Robinson, Archie Gottler, and Herb Magidson, with whom he co-wrote The Continental from the 1934 film The Gay Divorcee, the first winner of the Oscar for Best Song. Con Conrad died in Van Nuys, California on September 28, 1938. Here are three from the pen of Con Conrad. Thank you.
my Miami, take your sunny to your sunny clime. Miami, my Miami, tell my honey, I'll be there on time. Sunlight am a shining on the sea, soon it will be shining down on me. My Miami, you belong to me.
George Olson and his music with the vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Rice, and Jack Fulton in Miami, written by Con Conrad, Buddy De Silva, and Al Jolson. Jolson sang Miami in the second run of Big Boy, which opened at the 44th Street Theater on August 24, 1925, and ran for 120 performances, more than twice the 56 of its original run at the Winter Garden Theater, which had opened on January 7th. Before that, it was the Goofus Five with Red Nichols on cornet, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and Irving Brodsky on piano with Honey, I'm in Love with You, written by Conrad and William B. Friedlander. That was recorded by OK on June 12, 1925. We began our tribute to Con Conrad with Breakaway, one of a number of post-Charleston dances, which was introduced in the Fox movie Tone Follies of 1929. Collaborating with Conrad on that melody was Archie Gottler. Singing the Sidney Mitchell lyrics was Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of that April 11, 1929 Velvet Tone 78 as Robert Wood. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. A few days ago, June 15th, marked the birth, 101 years ago, of British singer of the 1920s, Alf Pearson. And a few days ago, on June 15th, Alf Pearson celebrated his 101st birthday because he's still with us. Alf and his brother Bob were born in 1910 and 1907, respectively, and started out as plasterers in their father's firm, but their mother was a well-known local singer and they inherited her talent and began singing duets in amateur concert parties. In 1928, they entered a talent contest sponsored by Columbia and won a recording contract. Their singing career lasted from the 1920s well into the 1980s. Alf Pearson, at age 101, is still very active and continues to sing. There are a number of videos on YouTube of Bob and Alf Pearson, which I encourage you to seek out, posted by Aaron1912, who is a listener to this show. Here, with thanks to Aaron and best wishes to Alf Pearson, are Bob and Alf Pearson.
I saw a blind man, he was a kind man, helping a fellow along. One could not see, one could not walk, but they both were humming this song. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing, be happy again. Keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. I used to hurry, each time it started to rain. Now I see light, learn wrong from right, and you'll never hear me complain. When you're smiling,
the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again, keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, oh, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing. Be happy again and keep on smiling, 'cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
I let my heart fall into careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I love. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Where is the love that once we knew, the love that used to be? I always thought your love was true, but it's just a memory. I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy,
I brought you joy.
I loved you so,
I loved you so.
But all that golden sunshine in your heart didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on.
Once the king of Hokum Pokum called his cavaliers and said, "You dogs, I haven't had a thrill in 20 years. What about it? What about it?" And the boys said, "Wait." Far and wide they sought for what would thrill their weary king. At last they rode back home and cried, "We have the very thing. It's a dancer.
what a dancer.
And the king said, great.
They call her Seven Veils. Her magic never fails. She's caused a thousand scandals, and we're not telling fairy tales. Far over hills and dales, she's wrecked a thousand veils. Okay, is what the king said. Bring on your seven veils.
She began to twist and turn. The king just yawned and looked real stern. Off came a little veil, one. Then she trembled once or twice. The king said, boys, I'm cold as ice. Off came another veil, two.
She shook like bay leaves in a storm. The king cried, gosh, I'm getting warm.
Off came another veil, three.
Then she jived just like a cat. The king said, mama, buy me that.
Off came another veil, four.
She danced around and how she tripped. The king said, hope the next one's ripped.
Off came another veil, five.
Then she shook from toes to ears. The king pulled out three chandeliers.
Off came another veil, six.
Then came a terrible din.
Just as she reached for the seventh veil, the queen came walking in.
Oh, 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 that seventh veil.
That dancer went to jail.
And that king just goes on dreaming.
He dreams of the seventh.
I'm afraid I don't have the discographical information for those records, but there you have three from Bob and Alf Pearson. We started off with When You're Smiling, written by Larry Shea, Mark Fisher, and Joe Goodwin, and made famous by Louis Armstrong, who recorded it in 1929, 1932, and 1956. Next, it was Careless Hands, written by Bob Hilliard and Carl Sigman. American songwriter Carl Sigman graduated from law school and was admitted to the New York bar, but was persuaded by his friend Johnny Mercer to pursue a songwriting career. Some of his best-known songs are Pennsylvania 65,000, Ebb Tide, and It's All in the Game. We finished up with Seven Veils, written by DeSilva Brown and Henderson. Best wishes for a happy 101st birthday and many more to Alf Pearson. Last week, June 17th, marked the birth in 1902 of Samuel Feinberg. You may know him better as Sammy Fain, but if not, you certainly know his songs. His career began working for a music publisher and as a singer and pianist in radio and vaudeville. His first published song was Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do, with the lyric by Irving Mills and Al Dubin, and recorded by Sophie Tucker. From 1926 until 1942, he collaborated primarily with Irving Kale, producing hits such as I'll Be Seeing You, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, By a Waterfall, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Fain's 30s Broadway credits include Everybody's Welcome, Right This Way, Hell's a Poppin', and George White's Scandals of 1939. Between 1930 and 1958, Fain wrote for more than 30 movies, including The Big Pond, the Marx Brothers comedy Monkey Business, and Dames, in which Fain appeared as a songwriter. He was nominated for Academy Awards 9 times and won his first Oscar for the song Secret Love from 1953's Calamity Jane, and his second for the title song from 1955's Love is a Many Splendored Thing. Sammy Fain died of a heart attack in Los Angeles on December 6, 1989, but is interred at Cedar Park Cemetery in Emerson, New Jersey.
Every time I get a brand new sweetie, I'm up of the clouds, I'm flying high. Then girlfriend gets another sweetie, I never seem to get a break. I wonder why, but I'm a lonesome little babe, and the worst thing, I've got it, it don't do me no good. I can't get a gal the way that I should, but I've got it, it don't do me no good. I know that I'm young and so ambitious, why should I waste my chance? I've got a lot of loving, who's got those lips and arms? I'm a man that's just been misunderstood, but I've got it, it don't do me no good.
I'm afraid that I might age in the wood, but I've got it, it don't do me no good.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Sammy Fain with Harry Roy and his new lyricals, and I've Got It, But It Don't Do Me No Good, from April of 1931. I've Got It was written by Fain with Irving Cale and Pierre Norman. Helen Kane and Annette Hanshaw both had It and made very popular records of I've Got It, but you heard it sung there by Harry Roy and Bill Curry. I've Got It was followed by Lou Conrad with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and Mia Cara. That was written by the same team of Sammy Fain, Irving Cale, and Pierre Norman, but has quite a different sound. Mia Cara means my dear and is from the Paramount picture The Big Pond, which starred Marie Chevalier and Claudette Colbert. We finished up with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and I Believe in You from December 16, 1926. I Believe in You was composed by Richard Rodgers with the lyrics by Lorenz Hart. So why is that in a tribute to Sammy Fain? Well, Sammy Fain was known as the crooning composer and made a number of records with bands including the California Ramblers, and you heard him and Artie Dunn performing the vocal on I Still Believe in You. I wouldn't exactly say he's crooning there, however. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, June 15th in 1836, Arkansas joined the Union as the 25th of the United States of America. Arkansas's capital and largest city is Little Rock, and the state's nickname is the Land of Opportunity. The state motto is Regnat Populus, which means the people rule. The state bird is the mockingbird, the state flower the apple blossom, and the state tree is the pine. We're going to take a musical trip to Arkansas, beginning with the Goofus Five once again.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Harmony 78 Wax, September 14th, 1927, that was Birmingham Breakdown, composed by Duke Ellington. Now, wait a minute. Birmingham is in Alabama, so what's this doing in a set about Arkansas? Well, the band was that of Red Nichols on trumpet and Miff Mole on trombone under one of their pseudonyms, the Arkansas Travelers. Before that, it was Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra and Arkansas Mule, composed by Jimmy Clark. The Rendezvous in Charlie Strait's Rendezvous Orchestra refers to Chicago's Rendezvous Cafe, which was located at 622 West Diversey Avenue. That was recorded by a Paramount field unit in Chicago in September of 1923. That was preceded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, and I Want to See a Little More of What I Saw in Arkansas, from a Vocalion 78 wax January 6, 1926. We began our musical journey to Arkansas with the Goofus Five and Arkansas Blues. Certainly not that traveling to Arkansas would give one the blues. Arkansas Blues was written by Anton Lada and Spencer Williams and was recorded by the Goofus Five on April 14, 1927. Yesterday, June 18th, marked the birth in 1902 in Haverhill, Massachusetts, of composer, arranger, and pianist Louis Alter. At 13, he was working as a movie theater pianist and was educated at the New England Conservatory of Music. He worked as an arranger for music publishing companies, and his first song hit was Hugs and Kisses in 1926. He composed Manhattan Serenade in 1928, and in the mid-30s it became the theme song for the radio program Easy Aces. Alter contributed music for several Broadway shows and wrote for several early Hollywood movie musicals. He served during World War II as an entertainment coordinator for air bases on the West Coast and appeared as a solo pianist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl. Louis Alter died in New York City in 1980. Highlights from the Alter catalog include The Sky Fell Down, My Kind of Love, I Was Taken by Storm, I've Got Sand in My Shoes, Twilight on the Trail, and these.
I am laying all my cards upon the table. I'll be on the level just as far as I am able. Open up the goods and I will let you see the label. I'm strictly on the up and up. I've got a lot of what I got. And what I've got's all mine. But I could spare a little share of what I got for you. Come up and see me sometime. You'll get a break, a lot of give and take. I've got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and see me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the papers say the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all. Letters that tall that you'd be falling for me. Cause I am free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime if you don't have my number? Well, the number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime. A lot of what I got, and what I've got's all mine. If you would care to get your share of what I got for you, come up and see me sometime. You'll get a break, a lot of give and take. I've got a brand new line, and maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and see me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the papers say the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all. Letters that tall that you'd be falling for me. Cause I am free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime if you don't have my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime. Come up and see me sometime. Anytime.
Thank you.
I found you, and overnight I lost you. It was a blind. Now's the time to sigh goodbye. Love is dead, long live love. The spark has fled, let's give love a friendly tear, quite sincere, and sigh goodbye. There was a dream, an intimate dream we used to share. Then I awoke and suddenly found a stranger there. Overnight I found you, and overnight I lost you. Now let's agree gracefully to sigh goodbye. Thank you.
We began our tribute to Louis Alter with Ramona Davies and her grand piano with a tribute to Mae West, Come Up and See Me Sometime. That was a Louis Alter-Arthur Swanstrom collaboration recorded on August 8, 1933. Next, it was the Hi-Hatters and Overnight, a Louis Alter-Billy Rose-Charlotte Kent collaboration from October 28, 1930. The vocalist there was Johnny Marvin. That was followed by a less well-known Louis Alter composition, Strut Your Jones, by an even less well-known band, the original Dixie Ragpickers, on the even less well-known Globe label in summer of 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.